From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Negotiations continue to finalize a nuclear deal between Iran and six world powers. Those who are close to the talks are optimistic that negotiators can overcome obstacles and reach a full accord before a June 30th deadline. As VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Vienna, a final deal could also help rescue Iran's economy.
On a drizzly Saturday, high-level talks between Iran, the U.S., Russia, China, France, Britain, and Germany began again. Diplomats hope for the last time before a deal is struck. The goal in Vienna is to prevent Iran from building nuclear weapons in exchange for relief from international sanctions that are crushing the Iranian economy. Hardliners in both Iran and the U.S. are against the deal, with both groups saying the deal favors the other country. But diplomats say curbing Iran's nuclear program could lift war clouds between Iran and the West here in Austria, making the region more peaceful for years to come. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Vienna.
Kurdish fighters have driven out the Islamic State group from the Syrian border town of Kobani 2 days after the jihadists took over several of the town's neighborhoods. At least 174 civilians have been killed in the conflict since the Islamic State infiltrated the town on Thursday. Kurdish fighters, led by U.S.-led air coalitions, have captured the contested town of Kobani near the Turkish border earlier this year. They have since been chipping away at Islamic State control in other border areas. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of Shiite mourners gathered at the Jafari Cemetery Saturday to bury victims of Friday's mosque attack in Kuwait City. 27 people were killed in the bombing and more than 200 injured when a suicide bomber detonated a device in the Imam Sadiq Mosque. The Islamic State affiliate in Kuwait claimed responsibility for that blast. European finance ministers are holding an emergency meeting after Greece said the outcome of bailout talks would be put to a national referendum. Speaking to reporters before the meeting in Brussels, Eurozone head Jeroen Dijsselbloem said that Greece's decision was a sad one that closed the door on further talks.
Well, I've always said and will say that the door is open. It was not the institutions that walked away from the last talks last night. It was the representatives of the Greek government that walked away from those talks.
Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras received a standing ovation Saturday in the parliament in Athens, which convened to debate the government's request for a referendum. Meanwhile, Greeks lined up outside banks Saturday to withdraw as much money as possible. Some ATMs ran out of cash. Greece needs an $8 billion installment of an EU economic bailout to repay nearly $2 billion in loans to the International Monetary Fund by next Tuesday. Here in the United States, an African-American woman removed the Confederate flag Saturday from a pole near the state capitol in South Carolina, 1 day after President Barack Obama called it a reminder of systemic oppression and racial subjugation. The South Carolina Department of Public Safety said in a statement the flag from a Confederate war memorial on the Capitol grounds was replaced within an hour and no further damage was caused. Tamika Lewis is a spokeswoman for the group that sponsored the protest.
Well, as a group of multiracial human beings, we believe in the fundamental idea of humanity. So this was done because we were tired of waiting for the judicial system to make the decision that have been prolonging for a very long time.
30-year-old Brittany Newsom and James Ian Tyson, also 30, both from North Carolina, were arrested and charged with defacing the monument, a misdemeanor charge in such an incident. And hundreds of heavily armed police officers in a remote part of New York State are focusing their hunt for a prison escapee on a heavily wooded area near the Clinton Correctional Facility. Officials say convicted killer David Sweat might have a tougher time eluding authorities now that he's alone. His fellow escapee, Richard Matt, was shot and killed by police on Friday. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.